This is program number LW2228. Well, Mariner 2 made big headlines when it completed its 36-million-mile trip to Venus. Hi, this is Larry West. We didn't know much about Venus until then, even though Venus was our closest neighbor. You know, you didn't hear much about Mariner 1, the forerunner. It had attempted the same journey 2 years before, but didn't make it. Now, there was nothing wrong with Mariner 1. It was just as close to perfect as the scientists could make it. The problem was, though, when it was launched, it went off course and missed Venus by tens of thousands of miles. The reason why is interesting. It seems that in typing out the electronic instructions to that missile, someone left out a hyphen. Just a hyphen. That meant the signals were off by one electronic impulse. Of course, the missile behaved, or maybe I should say it misbehaved, in accordance with it. As a result, the project was held up for 2 years, and $18 million, paid by the taxpayer, was all wasted. All because of one little hyphen. You know, little things can make big differences. You know how large a tiny virus is? Well, it would take a billion of these minute germs to fill one ping pong ball. Arthur J. Snyder, writing in the Chicago Daily News, says that the average person can see a dot as small as 8/1000ths of an inch in diameter. But that size of a dot is still about 14,000 times larger than the smallest known virus. Yet, believe it or not, these microbes are the cause of at least 500 human diseases, some of which are very serious and can be fatal. One strain was responsible for what was probably the greatest pestilence civilization has ever experienced, the flu epidemic of 1918 and 1919. That scourge took more lives than all the years of World War I. Yeah, little things can make big differences. It was Benjamin Franklin, remember, who said, "For the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of a horse, the rider was lost, being overtaken and slain by the enemy, all for the want of a little care about a horseshoe nail." Got a challenge for you today. Mind the little things, little courtesies, little matters of personal appearance, little extravagances, little minutes of wasted time, little details in your work. Little things can make big differences. They are important. The first hint Newton had leading to his most important optical discoveries was derived, believe it or not, from a child's soap bubble. The art of printing was suggested by a man cutting letters into the bark of a tree. Each one of them was a little thing, but little things can make big differences. Show me a man who cannot bother to do little things well, and I'll show you a man who can't be trusted to do big things well. The principal had the kid sitting in his office one day, and the principal asked him, "Would you tell a lie for $1 million?" The boy said, "Why, sure, who wouldn't?" The principal then asked, "Would you tell a lie for a quarter?" Then the boy said, "A quarter? Why, no, what do you think I am?" The principal said, "I just found out what you are. We're now just trying to arrive at the price." Jesus Christ put it this way, "Unless you are honest in small matters, you won't be honest in large ones. If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. If you are not faithful with other people's money, why should you be entrusted with money of your own?" Little things can make big differences. That's my challenge. Today, mind the little things, little courtesies, little matters of personal appearance, little extravagances, little minutes of wasted time, little details in your work. Little things can make big differences. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.